So it's the end of the month of June, and things are heating up on a lot of different levels. Temperature-wise, it looks like summer has settled in, though we've had a pretty good month of June. All said and told, it was cooler at times, and there was higher than expected precipitation. The mountains and valleys to the north of Madrid got a lot of rain. And the plants there look like they are on steroids, deep green and bursting with flowers. Even the grass is looking pretty healthy, which is not something you see that often at this time of year. So it's been a pleasant sight. But the way things are going this week, the mercury has shot up and it's getting pretty uncomfortable, especially at night. So it looks like summer is now here. That makes it a good time to sit outside on a street bench at nighttime, even into the early hours of the morning, to read a book and wait for a slightly cool breeze to break through. And then when we're inside, we have the fans spinning like mad, and we even resort to the AC from time to time. Things are heating up in the political arena too, as the general election gets closer. The date is July 23rd, smack in the middle of summer, a terrible time for many people since already many have made their vacation plans. So this is extremely inconvenient. This was a snap election, in other words, an election called earlier than the standard date. It was expected to be in December, but Prime Minister Sanchez changed his mind the day after the municipal elections or the local elections on May 28th, when his party, the Socialist Party, the PSOE, did poorly. In fact, they were expected to do not so well, but they actually did worse than expected. So the thinking is that he's kind of throwing this Hail Mary pass to hope for the best and not wait any longer in case things get worse for him. It also may be in his thinking that the date, the summertime date, will translate into a lower turnout number. I've seen that somewhere, but I'm not really sure if a low turnout is good for his party. In any event, the current situation in Spanish politics makes it hard for anyone to take full control. For many years, Spanish politics had been dominated by mainly a two-party system. The two parties were the Partido Popular, or the Conservative Party, the Popular Party, and the Socialists, as I was telling you before, the PSOE, which are the left party, not radical left, just sort of center left party. And that was usually enough, and on occasion, they could count on some of these medium-sized parties like the United Left or some of the nationalist parties from the different regions like Catalonia or the Basque Country to fill in the gap so that they could get the majority in parliament. Starting 2015, that all changed when a major economic crisis and dissatisfaction in general with the way politicians were handling the country's situation triggered a massive exodus to mainly three newly created parties, parties that hadn't existed before, and it made it basically impossible for anyone to get the majority on their own. The two main groups, the two main parties, have splintered and have had to depend heavily on these other parties, and in some cases on the nationalists from the Basque Country or Catalonia, in order to form a government and get anywhere. Now, recent polling for this election suggests that the dust is starting to settle after years of swirling around, and there appears to be a trend towards the two main parties recovering at least some of their former supporters. For example, breakaway parties like Ciudadanos, Citizens, which was sort of a center-right party, aren't even presenting any candidates. And we're talking about a party that just 4 years ago had nearly as many votes as the Popular Party. And now it's all but disappeared. Many of those voters will now return, most likely to the Partido Popular or the Popular Party. At least that's what's expected. In fact, the Popular Party, under the new candidate Alberto Núñez Feijóo, who is from Galicia, is expected to win the elections, but we'll have to wait and see if that's the case, and if so, by how much. When it comes to Spanish politics, one never knows. What is all but assured is that the PP will not get the majority. You need 176 seats to have the majority in parliament, and it will most likely need the support of the far-right party Vox, V-O-X. And even then, we're going to have to wait and see if both of those parties combined have enough to reach that magic number of 176. On the left, the biggest development has been the merger of Podemos with a new organization, Sumar. Podemos has been the more left-leaning, farther to the left of the socialists, sort of a breakaway party, and they were very popular a few years ago. They have merged with a new organization called Sumar. Sumar was actually founded by a former member of Podemos. Her name is Yolanda Díaz, and she is the candidate now. The name Sumar sort of means to add, but it can also be translated as to unite. It's a group of different parties, almost like a coalition. Podemos has experienced a kind of roller coaster reception over the years after a very strong start when it almost overtook the socialist as the most voted party from the left in its debut. And this was in 2015, 2016. It had over 5 million votes. And then its founder, Pablo Iglesias, who is a former university professor, left politics actively in 2021. And ever since, the party has been sort of drifting somewhat, a lot, in fact. As we speak, it's been all but absorbed by Sumar, or at least that's the feeling you get. We'll have to see what happens with that group because there has been a lot of infighting with the party and constant changes, even changes in the name. It's probably not the best marketing strategy, so we'll have to see how that affects the results. And that'll be enough for politics for today. Let's move on to the some good news that came out on the economic front. As Spain announced, consumer prices in June rose only 1.9%, making it the first country in the EU, or at least the first main economy in the EU, to meet and even beat the European Central Bank's target of 2%. A year ago, basically, the index in this country peaked at a whopping 10.8%, the highest it had been in some 40 years. The drop was an astounding 1.4% from the previous month of May. That's a major drop, and 0.6% below the forecast. So that's very encouraging. It's also a bonus for summertime travelers as they kick off the holiday season here this weekend. The height of the holiday season doesn't come until August, but I assure you there will be plenty of movement starting this weekend as vacationers flock to the villages and the mountains and to the beach. And that'll be all for this episode of This Week in Spain, brought to you by Brian Spain Domain. I hope it's been helpful and informative. Please leave comments or questions because we love the feedback. We'll be back soon. Stay safe, stay well, and hasta pronto.